Remember that time when the accused went free and his lawyer was found guilty by a court of public opinion? It all began in early 1913 when David Weisberg, sometimes referred to as Daniel Weisberg, breezed into town and opened his high-class ladies and gentlemen's clothing and dry goods store at 106 Dunlop Street E, one door west of the original Queen's Hotel. Just arrived from Toronto, David Weisberg offered the small-town shopper city fashions at affordable prices. It soon became apparent that Mr. Weisberg was operating more of a bargain shop than a fancy goods emporium. By August, the Weisberg shop had jumped the Queen's Hotel and had relocated to a venue located one door east of the hotel. The inventory was by then largely bankrupt stock and fire sale goods brought in from Toronto. In September of the following year, Mr. Weisberg purchased property on the southwest corner of Mary and Elizabeth Streets, where an old brewery cold storage house stood. He had the building demolished and proceeded to have a double store built with apartments above. Meanwhile, Weisberg fashioned his brand as the biggest thing in deals north of the city. November saw a full-page ad in the Northern Advance proclaiming a slaughter of a sale with prices wrecked in every line. The ad included a plea for the immediate hire of 15 new clothes salesmen and salesladies. Follow the crowds to D. Weisberg's store, it proclaimed. Presumably, they did. Weisberg had offered to pay the return train ticket of any out-of-town shopper who purchased $15 or more from his premises. 1 month later, Weisberg moved again. His venue had been purchased by A.J. Tuck, another colorful character in the history of bargain shops in Barrie, and Weisberg relocated to a store within the Queen's Hotel block. On a cold night in February 1915, a military sentry keeping watch over the town noticed a small amount of smoke emanating from the rear of the Queen's Hotel. The alarm was sounded and the fire brigade arrived within minutes. What was at first believed to be a minor fire quickly turned serious when bright flames suddenly shot out the second floor windows and ran along the roof. The firefighters sprayed four streams of water onto the blaze, but this seemed to have little impression on the fire. Only an hour after the alarm was sounded, a great explosion was heard and the entire roof fell in, allowing the flames to run free. The old hotel, which was an early-style wood frame structure with a veneer of brick, was lost after that. This was the era of the Great War and soldiers were stationed in town. They did the bulk of the work in the efforts to save lives and to empty stores of their stock. The Weisberg shop was completely destroyed, but most of the stock was saved. Saved may not be the right word. The Weisberg goods were hurriedly tossed out into the snowy street and exposed to smoke, water and the foot traffic of the fire brigade and others. Well, if David Weisberg knew how to do anything, it was how to conduct a fire sale. His stock was transferred to his not-quite-complete Elizabeth Street store, where he prepared to sell what he advertised as $12,000 worth of damaged goods. In April 1915, all the fire fuss had died down and Weisberg focused on the grand opening of his brand new store. Maybe not all of the fuss, insurance details and some bothersome creditors were taking much of the joy out of the happy occasion. David Weisberg declared bankruptcy in May. When his creditors came calling, they discovered some unusual business practices on the part of David Weisberg. The result was his arrest on charges of defrauding his creditors and not keeping any kind of accounting books in relation to the first charge. David Weisberg was housed in the Barrie jail from early summer until his first day in court in September 1915. He entered a plea of not guilty, elected to be tried before a jury, and hired W.A. Boys as his attorney. Mr. Boys would later come to regret this association. Each week, the Barrie Historical Archive provides Barrie Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.